This is the soft landing for the end of the Castro regime. Nobody is quite sure what comes next, but this certainly does open up the opportunity for more small d democratic principles
to
come into play.
This. China, Nixon went to China, and Mao continued with the madness of the Cultural Revolution. And then the Chinese, what they did, they tried to open up, they brought in the investment, they bring in the capital, they bring in all the manufacturing, everything, and try to maintain a police state dictatorship. And they've maintained their dictatorship very, very well. This is what the Castro brothers are going to try to do. It's a very tough thing to do, and they're, of course, much smaller and much closer.
And the rest of us are all going to be rushing to get to Cuba before it turns into Miami Beach, while it's still that unspoiled, seemingly, place.
You think with Cuba under Castro is an unspoiled, wonderful paradise?
Well, the classic cars from the 1950s and 60s.
Toilet paper shortages.
The cars are going with.
People want to see Cuba as it is before it becomes more developed.